The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, very good.
And you said you were feeling a bit under the weather. Turns out you just not had a lot of sleep last night.
No, I know. I couldn't get to sleep. So, one of those things.
Is that all that's wrong? Is lack of sleep? I get that. If you have kids, that happens every day.
I don't have children. I have a cat that makes a lot of noise in the night, and a dog.
our second child, Monty, right? The health visitor said he was the worst sleeper she'd ever witnessed in 20 years of her career. Literally, we were going in, and before I had kids, I'd hear couples talk about sleepless nights, and thought, just get on with it. But it's until I had a bad sleeper, Fred, our first kid, was brilliant, until we had Monty. Literally, we are suicidal. It's awful. I realise sleep torture, lack of sleep, is so draining in every aspect. But
yeah, it really is.
There we are. Anyway, okay, let's look at the charts. So our first one was a request yesterday. It's a new stock. It hasn't been on floating for long. It's called Dukemont Capital, DKE. There's I've had the guys on the podcast twice, and I quite like it. It's a small market. They've got this interesting model here where they package up freeholds or buildings or properties, and they sell it on pretty much to big companies of pension fund investors. But it's near market cap at the moment. Is that right? 1.69. Yeah, but DKE. What can you see on the chart, Nick? 'Cause it hasn't been around for a while.
DKE, so it had a wild bearish opening range, and if we put the fibs on this opening range, we can see we found support down at 0.3, which is 886 of the entire range, and a really important fib level and quite bullish. But the pivot in the middle is here around 0.49, 0.52. So a daily close above 0.52 would be a bullish trigger that this one's going to go higher, and my upside targets on the break of a new high and on the break of that opening range are going to be 0.78 and 0.91 initially.
I see.
But I think much more upside and more likely 1.29, but we have to go in stages. So the first stage would be to break this range, and a close above 0.52 will send us to new highs at 0.78 likely.
Marvellous. All right, the next one is Georgian Mining Corporation, and it's risen quite strongly today, and they came back, and the price monitoring extension, but G-E-E-O. What do you reckon, Dave?
G-E-O. So if I put Fibonacci retracements on from the October lows, where we had that big gap up, so the big kind of bull bear line for this is 1789. So it closed back above 1789 would be a bullish reversal. But as long as we can't close above it, and we've tried three times in July and failed, as long as we stay below it, I think we should look lower to supports, I've just got them here. So 1619 would be our first Fibonacci support, and the second one would be a gap fill. We would be filling the gap from April, and it's back to 1374, and that's also where we would likely catch up with the 200-day moving average. So I've got two supports to watch out for in this stock. The first one is yesterday's low, the day before this week's low, 1619, and the second one, 1374. I'm not sure which one, but if it's going to be this week's low, we'll see a close above 1789, and that will confirm it.
Okay. And the last one is Trinity Exploration and Production, TRIN. They had some news up there. I think just an update. What is it? Let me just check what the news was. But it rallied on that news, TRIN. So it's, first half operation update and notice of results. So they're up 8.4% as I'm looking at it at 11.25. What do you reckon on the chart? TRIN.
I reckon this rally was no coincidence at all. Look, we dropped into the 200-day moving average last week and spent 5 days sitting on it. So, you know, I think, you know, this is what you expect to see, a reaction from a 200-day moving average, and we've got a textbook one. But the same, just as we looked at with Geo, you know, we've got to move past the first hurdle of the first Fibonacci retrace, and that's 11.73. I'm just going to make it a bit darker so our Facebook people can see. So 11.73 is the Fibonacci retracement from the March highs to last week's low at the 200-day moving average. If we get a daily close above that, we should continue higher, and then the next target is 13.11. A close above 13.11 is a bullish breakout, and then we can look higher and we'll say we've reversed the trend. So this is like a bullish wedge or a channel, and I have to say that my first upside target in this stock is up at 38.72, because that is the first 23.6 fib retracement from all-time highs to lows. So 38.72, I know that's a long, long way. In between there, we've got some resistance at 24.74 and
34.16. Okay. Nick, if you can put those on the company pages. Are you doing that, by the way?
Let's move on, Justin. Let's not go there.
And send me the charts. I'll put them on the company page.
Justin.
No, I'll put them on the blog.
You.
I mean, a blog.
No, I just got you on tape saying you'd do it for me.
Okay. foxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
I will do it, people. I will do it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.